Prince was one of the most talented, prolific, and influential musicians of his generation. His career spanned 35 years, and he could play a wide variety of musical styles, including rock, funk, and R&B. I was honored to have interviewed him many times over the years, and during this time, we became friends. Here's an excerpt from one of our conversations.
What's your sense of how the public has viewed you as a personality over the years and how that has changed? I mean, do you concern yourself with that? Are you conscious of how you have been viewed over the course of your career? Does it matter to you? What do you think about what people think of you, if you think about that at all?
That's kind of a deep question.
I get one every now and then.
Yeah. I'm sort of like a, you know, because of some of the stances that I take, mm-hmm. people are going to have different viewpoints of me depending upon which side of the fence they're sitting on. Mm-hmm. You know, like we were talking about the music industry, a merchant would have trouble being called a bean counter when in fact they know that's true. Mm-hmm. They'd be hard pressed though to try to sing a song with me. So I don't really care so much what people say about me, because it usually is a reflection of who they are. For example, if people wish I would sound like I used to sound, then it says more about them than it does me. If I change the lyrics to a song, then it begs the question, why do you want me to curse? Why do you want me to talk like other people? See, cursing was cool when nobody was doing it, but just a couple people. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, like if everybody wears the same clothes,
right,
then it's, you know, it ain't cool no more. You know, you're trying to be different. One can't be different by being racy today. Mm. It's not interesting anymore. See, sexiness was in the mind. It was in your imagination. When you lose that, then, you know, like I said, it's just old skin.
Yeah. We've had any number of conversations over the years off camera, obviously, and you are a very, very politically astute, very much politically aware, a news junkie. And I've often wondered why it is that as interested as you are in the world that we live, and with all this happening in the world, what your thoughts are economically, politically, socially. I'm asking a broad question to give you room to play with here, but tell me something about your political views.
Well, first of all, I think just the word political and politics and all that is just semantics. Mm-hmm. You know, an equal share of economic wherewithal is desirable by all. I mean, we all just want to take care of our families and do it to the best of our abilities and see the world. People want to travel and things like that. A lot of people that I know haven't even been out of the United States. So I consider myself more of a spiritual person than I do political. I'm more concerned with the truth, I'm more concerned with why people won't adhere to it and why they see themselves as us against them. I used to think that we were the ones that came up with that. But see, we didn't start a lot of these wars. Mm-hmm. And we certainly don't want to go to them.
Yeah. A lot has been written, and I shouldn't even say written, but there's been a lot of conjecture, a lot of conversation in the country about your spiritual evolution of late. Curious anything about that? Your spiritual journey?
Yeah, I'd say a big change happened for me in the year 2000 because I went back to using my name again.
And thank you for that, because it's hard trying to say what that symbol was.
Yeah. Well, there was a purpose for that, and right. Recently Anita Baker called me, and we spoke about her view of me writing slave on my face at the time. She said she didn't understand it at the time, but right after that, she had a lot of wars with her particular record company. And she's free now, and she owns her masters now. Mm-hmm. So she says to me, you know, I didn't understand it then, but I do now. Mm-hmm. I get it. Like I said, in year 2000, once I changed my name back and the war was finished with my so-called enemies, mm-hmm. I started reading the Bible intensely. And I come to find out that this is the truth.
Yeah.
I'll miss Prince. We'll pay tribute to the legendary artist next week right here on the Tavis Smiley Show from PRI.